waving them to follow. Tharu descended the corridor to another set of reliefs. At first, it appeared that Tharu was showing them more of the same. The first two panels portrayed a horrified father, trying to keep the peace between the son and the daughter as they struggled to claim larger parts of the forest for themselves. But the third panel contained a new figure, a young woman who looked barely older than the daughter, with a wide smile and twinkling eyes. At first, Reynar took the newcomer to be a servant. The son and the daughter were raising their glasses, obviously expecting them to be filled from a ewer in the woman's hands. Meanwhile, the father was looking on her with obvious warmth, returning her smile as she poured. Tharut tapped a pincer against the woman's foot.
Abeloth.
Reynar studied the figure more closely, comparing the figure in the relief with the Abeloth in the Skywalker's report. The twinkling eyes weren't exactly the star-like points they had described, and while her smile was wide, it hardly stretched from ear to ear. It seemed to Reynar that he was looking not at Abeloth, but at the seed that would become Abeloth.
"Why didn't we see her emerging from the fountain mists?"
Reynar asked.
"Isn't she like the rest of the ones?"
The root spread all four arms.
"A servant appeared in the courtyard one day. We do not remember how she arrived."
Once C-3PO had translated, Tekly asked,
"But this is Abeloth. The servant, not the mother?"
"Abeloth is the servant who became the mother. You will see."
With that, the root walked up the corridor. The next series of reliefs showed Abeloth turning the ones into something that resembled a happy family. She kept the son and the daughter busy with games and chores, and she doted on the father. She even stepped in to channel the son's destructive energies into something useful, having him use his force lightning to blast cozy little rooms into the sides of the gorge. By the third panel, she seemed to be a full member of the family, eating at the father's side and holding her glass out for the son to fill. Once the Jedi had finished there, Tharut ascended the corridor and paused in front of a scene depicting a much older Abeloth. Now Abeloth seemed old enough to be a wife to the father and a mother to the son and daughter. In this panel, she was standing in front of a long arcade that had been carved from the wall of the gorge, leaning on the son's shoulder in front of a stack of paving stones. Meanwhile, a weary-looking daughter was working on hands and knees to pave the courtyard. In the background, the father sat in a contented slumber, his hands resting across his stomach. In the next scene, Abeloth was elderly. She was standing at one end of the courtyard, apart from the others. In the center, near the font of power, the father was having a heated argument with the son and the daughter. All three were gesturing wildly, and in the air around them whirled uprooted tree ferns, boulders, and even a couple of six-legged lizards the size of rancors. To Reynar's surprise, Tharut moved on without giving him and the others much time to contemplate the panel. Immediately suspicious, he signaled Tekly and Lobaka to remain where they were.
"Is there something you don't wish us to see here?"
he demanded. The root stopped and spun around, her antennae erect with irritation.
"Linger if you wish. It is nothing to the Hive. But you are the one who said the Jedi needed to know about Abeloth quickly."
Lobaka moaned his agreement, urging Reynar to keep moving before he became a full joiner.
"That is an excellent suggestion. I am recording each panel in full holographic resolution. When we return to Coruscant, the Masters will be able to analyze every detail."
The root gave a smug rumble, then hurried to the next set of images. When Reynar caught up, a chill raced up his spine.